And here we are, Glenn, through the power of the internet. Very interestingly enough today. And didn't expect to be through the power of the internet.
Oh, we didn't, right?
You know, just as you... I believe you are.
Okay.
It's that playing with the thing up and down the... What do you
call
it? Is that what you'd call it?
Yes, it's a pot.
Well, see, I thought it was a pot when you had a knob.
Twisty thing, yeah. But yeah. They still call
call these pots?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I thought they were called levels.
Well, you're adjusting your level, but it's a pot that does it.
A pot that adjusts the level?
Yeah. I'm making that up.
That makes everything so sensible, doesn't it? That makes everything so easy to figure out.
Me. Well, I'm glad that people are listening.
Yeah, it's nice that people are still out there. Yeah. I mean, nothing has really changed except the transmitter.
Well, there are people that don't.
Oh, absolutely.
Know that you know where to go.
Well, I think there are people who probably don't know where we are on the dial.
Yeah, not very many. Not very.
You think? I don't know.
No, I'm sure there are a lot that don't know where we are on the dial. And I've often thought that we ought to do some advertising. But you know the problem with the advertising, other than on our own station, it costs money.
Well, it costs money, but also in that particular set of circumstances, costing money to advertise. You have to do it in a certain way.
Yeah.
You're with these LPFM stations.
Yeah.
Which I guess right now we're not.
Right now we can do whatever we want to.
We can say whatever we would like because apparently we...
We're free again.
We're free again. Free again, whisking in the wind. I don't know. Just an odd circumstance, but it'll be nice once we figure out what it is to be able to report it to you.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm looking forward to... bringing back our people that listen only over the air, and I know there are a lot of them. We have a lot of older folks that's the way they, you know, they turn the radio in their house and they leave it on.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They do.
Well, of course, you can turn your computer on and leave it on, too, and listen to us.
Well, you know what's, what I was saying earlier today, and I really do sincerely believe this, is that if you would have went back 80 years ago to the people who were in the pioneering stages of radio.
Yeah.
If you would have said one day you'd be able to hold something in your hand, you wouldn't have to deal with the FCC, you wouldn't have to buy a transmitter, you wouldn't have to watch your language, you wouldn't have to watch anything you do, and you could be picked up in Brazil.
Yeah.
Those people would have jumped all over that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's probably not a bad thing that we're getting forced to do a little bit of this.
Well, it's interesting because we've never really marketed as a tune-in station or as a website station or as a YouTube station. We've never marketed that way because, you know, being under the guidance of the FCC, you promote that.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of different things you can do when you're not under their guise.
Well, yeah, we could... do our whole thing as a blog, you know, a permanent blog.
Well, not to mention the fact that if you spent all the time that we have going to the newspaper and running spots on the air, promoting the tune-in, promoting the website, that's a whole lot different than what we've been doing, telling people where to find us on the dial.
Now, I did download the app, TuneIn, but I'm going to have to go to class and learn how to use it because it won't let me find us. So the easiest way for me to do it is just go to our website and go to the bottom of it, and it said Listen Live, and I click on that.
And it worked perfect.
Oh, it works fine.
Works perfect. Yeah. Sounds like you're listening to a radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You are.
Yeah. Well, it's...
I don't think there's a delay on that either.
No, there wouldn't be a delay on the website, I don't think.
Because you can say dirty words on there.
Well, we could right now. There is no transmitter on.
I'm not going to. My mommy would get mad.
But I guess the conversation, and I think it's an interesting time to have it, is boy, has technology changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, I look at things now, Netflix. You know, where's cable television now? How many people are still subscribing to cable television?
Oh, I think a lot of people.
Well, they keep claiming that it's down, and that's why they have to raise the price, and that...
Well, they just try to find anything to raise the price.
Well, but also, why... I don't see any streaming service buying a cable channel. I see every cable channel getting on streaming.
Right, we went from a cable channel to Sling... I think I can mention that. And it works... almost as good, not quite, Occasionally it drops out, which is kind of annoying. But
I just think what has happened over the years, I mean, you remember when broadcast television was the only thing and cable came in and people said, nobody will pay for television.
Yeah.
Nobody will pay for television.
I said it, I think.
Right, and they did.
Yeah, of course.
And, for more than 40 years, cable television was the thing.
But they kind of put the screws to us because they really made it difficult to get free television for a while.
And but now, see, then here comes the internet.
Yeah.
And here
now
comes smart TVs.
If you want to. Yeah.
Right. And they have diminished cable
right.
in a big way and also diminished broadcast networks and almost put newspapers out of business.
But I did notice that Sling TV, our Sling, that's what I use, they're asking for more money next time. So the same thing is going to start all over again. And then somebody's going to come in and say, well, I got a better way of doing that, and it's cheaper, and we'll all go over to that.
Well, also, look what's happened to radio. I mean, first, before podcasts and all that came around, XM satellite radio came in.
Yeah.
And that was a pay service.
Right. Still in.
Still
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
And doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, I get podcasts. I have a podcast app, so I do listen to certain things that I love to listen to on podcasts. But it's a little confusing for me. Maybe it's my age to search through all the crud that you have to search through to find something you're interested in. Now that's another problem with the streaming services. Like we just got that one Peacock, and it would take you 4 days to go through every single thing that you can do and look at it, which is kind of annoying to old folks like me.
Well, all those channels now have sub-channels and so on and so forth. It's amazing what television has become. I've been completely surprised by it.
Now, there are search things usually on those channels, so you can search for things that you like, but I like to find new stuff that I like. Now, my wife and I have bought BritBox because that's stuff that you don't see here in the United States, and now apparently you do, and it's kind of fun to watch, but you have to pay an extra $6 a month to get that, and I don't know. What I'd like to see us do in television, I'd like to have us have a streaming service that charges you by the channel you buy and doesn't give you, okay, I would pay $5 a channel if I could get the ones I want, but we end up paying, I don't know, $50 a month for Sling, and we get 450 channels that we don't watch and only 5 or 6 that we do watch. And, if I only wanted to listen to 5 or 6 channels at $5 a pop, that's only $30. And,
Now, what are you watching on Sling? I don't have that. What's on there?
Sling is just a streaming. It'll stream. It actually streams free television if you don't mind where you're watching it, and we get all sorts of different we get we can get, if you go in one version of Sling, you can get sporting events, ESPN and that sort of thing, but we didn't go with that, and we went with the other one. So we get news channels, MSNBC, Fox, CNN. My wife and I are news junkies, so that was important to us. But it also has lots of theater and movies and stuff like that you can go to.
So you're not even watching CNN on the traditional...
No, mm-mm. We're watching it on our streaming thing.
So where do you think most people are seeing it now?
CNN?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good... I would guess a lot of them are watching it on streaming. The nice thing about streaming is you can actually go back and look. If you missed it, you can go back and look at it. It's kind of like ours. You can go back and listen to all of our episodes.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely nice.
I'm not sure it's used very much. I rarely will go back and watch an old streamed CNN. Now, I might go back and watch... a streamed Madam President, or no, what is the, you know, some of the shows that I used to watch that I can't watch live anymore. I might do that, but I don't know. I like to watch new stuff.
You don't want to watch the things from the past.
Yeah,
these past shows have become very popular now because I think on filler, on a lot of, they have all this airtime, and you can't produce new programming all the time. So they air all these repeats.
Yeah, and that's another problem with streaming television. There's a lot of repeats.
Oh, a ton.
Yeah, and if you go to Sling, there's, I'd say, a half dozen channels that run the same thing all day long and all week long. So, yeah, those I could do away with. That's why I think we should go to purchase the individual channels you want to be streamed to you. Now, I'm sure the technology probably is there, but it's probably a little bit more difficult, and nobody wants to spend the money to do it.
Oh, I would imagine that's true.
Now, how many channels would you say you watch in a
Well, I don't see. I don't have cable anymore. I did away with it too quite a while ago. I watch a lot more. I have the Roku. That's what I use.
Okay,
but mainly
you watch movies and stuff.
Mostly I stay on YouTube because anything that is anything tends to be on YouTube within a few minutes of it happening.
Is that right?
It seems that way.
I do watch a lot of YouTube, but I didn't realize that it has. Yeah, and you're right. I go to YouTube and I see a lot of the shows that I want to watch, and they're on an hour after. So
very quick.
Yeah.
So I don't. And normally I wouldn't be able to watch them during the time they were on anyway.
Now I like to watch. What's his name? Very left wing guy. He's not on. He used to be on Friday nights, and anyway, some of them, they must have too high a price for YouTube to put them on immediately afterwards.
I tell you what, we're coming up on a break here, and we're going to be back in exactly 1 minute.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Well, and Scott is doing some secretive stuff here, getting a hold of the FCC. But anyway, we're pretty sure that we've got a power outage because of weather, not any clandestine thing. But I was thinking last night about Gary Tuttle, who I mentioned earlier, who's very famous, that I didn't know he was very famous. But I started thinking, Scott does a lot of interviews. And if I wasn't such a coward, I was starting to think, how many famous people do I know that I could do interviews with? And I started looking, Gary Tuttle is one of them, but Leslie Visser, and I guess she's still a sportscaster. I didn't realize that, and Leslie and I became friends. And so I started thinking, how many people, famous people, do I know that I could qualify as somebody that would say they knew me at the time we knew each other? You know, walking down the street, they'd say, "Hi, Glenn," as we walked by. There are a lot of people like that. Now, some of them probably forgotten me since then, but Greg Gumbel is one of those that we were kind of chummy for a while he was in Chicago. And I keep thinking, I ought to get those people on the air. And then I think to myself, I'm a coward. I'm afraid to call up and say, hey, would you be on the air with me? I am going to get Gary Tuttle on, though, because his story is just phenomenally crazy. One of the races that he was in, that, well, when he came in second in the Boston Marathon, he said he could see the guy that was leading out in front of him until about the 6 mile mark, and then the guy apparently walked away from him. But the man's very famous, and I can't remember what his name was. But anyway, Gary came in second, but he heard that the guy that was leading had leg cramps. So he thought, well, I can win this. I can win the Boston Marathon. So he started scampering along, and he pulled a hamstring. But he ended up being able to finish out the marathon and stay in second place, but he couldn't catch up with the guy because the guy that he was following, and I'm going to look it up, the guy that he was following apparently got through his problems and moved on. Let's see if I can find this. Also, the neat thing about it that I learned was that Gary Tuttle has a VO2, which is the amount of oxygen your body absorbs and stays with, of way above normal. The average person, the average person has a VO2 of right around, 20 or 30. His is 84. And if you're in the 80s, you are an elite athlete. And he is 84. And I think I saw only one other person that was above him at 91, I think it was. And I can't remember who that was. Anyway, it was kind of interesting to read this whole thing about my buddy Gary Tuttle that I didn't know was a hero. Are you back?
I'm back. Oh, okay. I've sent the email out, and hopefully we will get an answer as to what has happened on that particular end at this
point.
That
would be nice, yeah. I am going to look this guy up while you're talking, because I think it might be interesting to see if he will come on the air with us. I was trying to think last night, probably not now. Why would anybody want to hear about a long distance runner in the middle of a snowstorm? I
don't know. I think any story that has some inspiration or any kind of fascinating point to it is always good to hear. We love to hear people overcoming things. We like to read the tabloid stuff that people have done bad things.
No, I don't.
But people do. It's funny because when I talk about the article that was in the Marion Star, in the last month, there have been 3 positive articles in the Marion Star. And, they covered, the passing of Martha Dowse, which they mentioned me in. And they mentioned Martha in very positive light, which was great, and they should have. There was the article where I interviewed Mary Ellen Withrow, and they put that on the front page. The article where I interviewed the mayor, and they put that on the front page.
You're doing their work for them, and you're getting paid.
It's nice that they run those, and those were all positive.
Yeah.
Now this one was the only thing that I'm not even going to call it a negative. It just had a negative tint to it that the license had been canceled. Now, do you think more people pay attention to this article than the other 3?
It's bad news, so a lot of people will talk about it. Matter of fact, my sister-in-law, who lives down the street from us, texted my wife and said, is Glenn still on the air? They're off the air. Well, we weren't off the air, and I went and checked, and we weren't off the air.
And that's why I say that's the oddity of today, is that yesterday there were big discussions had, which was the first day big discussions could be had with the FCC because of the 3-day federal weekend, and nobody was, we got past the point of should the license be revoked until all things were looked at. So that's what's confusing.
Yeah, it is confusing.
Okay. And I even read you the legal statute during the break that was sent to me,
and it's
by...
very clear that we're still on.
Right. So for somebody, if that did happen, to turn that off, I'm not sure on what basis they did that.
We will sue them into oblivion.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, honestly, first of all, nobody even called here to ask, number one, from any voice to see what was going on. And number two, as I say, you heard the legal statute. They would have been in violation of a legal statute to do that.
Yeah, because you're allowed for 30 days. And we've already filed, so.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, the guy that Gary Tuttle was following in the Boston Marathon. Now, this Boston Marathon, it was back in the 80s. He was Jeff Smith, and Jeff is a very famous distance runner. And but the reason why Gary went to Boston was to follow his girlfriend, who is now his wife. He followed her out there because she was going to run in the Boston. And the neat thing about it is he decided to run, and he came in second just out of clear blue sky.
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah, I love it. I love a success story. And you know another neat thing is, Gary, in one of the stories I was reading about him, he would run the marathon and grab a beer while he was running.
Grab a beer.
A lot of people grab water. He would grab a beer.
Now, are you allowed to grab a beer when you're running?
Well, he did.
He did. Now, how would he get a beer?
Well, I don't know if he actually had it in a can or he had a friend stationed with a cup of beer. But I ran a 5K every year down in Athens, and I ran one year with our athletic director, and Harold McElhaney, and Mac said to me right at the beginning of the race, he says, I'm going to run through the drive-thru and get us a couple of beers while we're doing the 5K. And so I said, sure you are. I didn't believe him. He did. He ran through and got us each a beer. We drank the beer while we were running a 5K, much to my wife's chagrin. Uh-oh, you're reading.
Well, I don't know. There's just some things being said on Facebook that as of 8 minutes ago, that are...
troubling?
Well, I don't know. They make you wonder about things.
Okay, I wonder about things all the time. Last night I was wondering about my puppy dog. She's not long for this world. She gives me a lot of hints about what I should do on my radio show, but she's 16, going on 17, and she's been blind since she was 3, and she runs around in circles now, which I'm told tells me that she has a little dementia, and she has a hard time going potty. But what we've done is we've scraped all the snow off in the back and built up walls of snow so that she's sort of corralled into a snow corral. But now she's slipping and sliding because it's gotten really icy. So we threw dirt out in the backyard where the snow corral is, and she's able to stand up. But my wife doesn't like it, I guess, because she brings the dirt into the house. Oh, well. I don't know why I went there. It was kind of fun.
Well, I mean, you never... I don't know. You know, I'm reading things now that
this is a weird show.
I wonder what drives people to the links they go to.
Okay, you're going to have to tell me this once we're off the air because
I'm really confused because I don't really get what people, I think people live in their own little bubble. I guess.
Of course they do. Yeah, a lot of people do. That's there were a lot of people that went to Washington on January 6th that live in a bubble. They never pay attention to anybody outside their bubble and only agree with people that are inside their bubble. That's a big problem that we have as human beings, I think.
Well, I think people like to threaten people all the time
with
imprisonment. I don't know how many times I've allegedly been going to prison.
Oh, well. I've never been threatened with going to prison, but I've been threatened.
Well, not by police officers.
No, I know what you mean.
I'm talking by just people who think that's a scary thing to say to somebody.
Yeah, well, it is kind of a scary thing if they have reason to say it to you.
Right, if they have reason, but if there's absolutely no reason, I don't really understand.
Oh, I can hardly wait to hear you read this.
Well, I just, it's you know, honestly, it's not me this time, which is, you know, whatever it is,
okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I just wonder. But it, you know what it does tell me is that the reply that we replied to the FCC, you know, about this whole thing has been received.
And touched a sore spot.
Obviously touched a sore spot with somebody.
Okay.
And but if they have received it, then we definitely should be on the air according to the legal statute,
okay, so
which was provided by
FCC.
The FCC.
Yeah.
So that's a very peculiar thing.
Well, I'm looking forward to going off the air so that you can tell me what's going on the air.
Well, yeah, it's just strange. I mean, I don't know what more to say. And I don't believe in getting on transmitter radio or internet radio and saying anything about this because at this point, just reading something like that is so silly.
Okay. All right. Well, when I go home today, I'm going to tell everybody how to listen to us.
Yes, yes. Tell everybody how to listen. Go on Facebook. Tell everybody how to listen.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
Go to our website and go down to the bottom. Click on Listen Live, and you can listen anywhere in the world. You can listen in Japan. You can listen. I have people that have told me that they've listened to me in Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, California, Arizona, Michigan. Wisconsin. So I've had people listen to me all over the place. Now, none of them ever called me. I told Gary Tuttle when I mentioned to him that I was thinking about asking him to be on the air, and he listens occasionally. I told him to call in. Well, he said it's a long distance call. Yeah, but it doesn't cost anything.
No, you know, that's an interesting thing. And we're going to go to break here in a moment. But, you know, it's so interesting to me what long distance calling.
It's amazing.
It used to be, how did they used to charge for that?
By the minute. And by the distance, too, I believe.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I used to get crazy when my son would make a long distance call to a girlfriend two states away.
Well, I tell you what, we do have a break coming up here for 60 seconds, and maybe I'll try to fill Glenn in on what was going on. I don't know if I can do it in 60 seconds, but I'll give it a shot here, and then we'll be back with much more today on this program. Don't you dare go anywhere. Stay tuned to the station.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
We're back here on. I don't know at this point. We are awfully scratchy. I don't know what that was. Are we a little better on your end?
Yeah, we are now. I'm going to get some. Oh, I'm really good now.
You're really good now.
I'm going to get some contact, spray, and spray it on there, and then we'll slide it up and down, and maybe that'll take care of it.
You know, it'd be nice to not to have this problem anymore.
Yeah, it would, because it's been going on, ever since I came here.
Yeah, has it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it used to work okay. I don't know what happened. Did time settle in?
You know what? I think it didn't happen when we were at the other location. So maybe in the move, it got some dirt and dust in it. And that's we'll see if we can't correct it.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very.
So this is the way we go. I don't know. It's just interesting to me what people put on Facebook. You know, as I have said many times, I have never put a negative comment on Facebook.
Oh, I have.
Oh, I just haven't. Now, the reason is because I what is that supposed to do, I guess?
After you told me what this message is, I guess it's supposed to scare you.
I guess. I mean, you know, okay. I mean, I don't know. I always wonder...
How petty.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think... I don't know. I don't want to get too much into it on here.
That's
but
right.
There's... I don't really understand why anybody would do anything purposely bad. That's, I guess, what I don't understand. I don't understand why anybody would intentionally do things negative.
Well, there are people that intentionally do things negative. We've been watching for the last 4 years in our government. So there are people that don't really have a sense of right and wrong. Now, the one thing I've learned about you since I've been working here, what, since 2018, is that you have a pretty good moral compass. And some of the things astound me that this particular person is talking about. Well, I won't go into it, but he harassed me at first when I started working here.
Well, and I think it's interesting that you would be on the record in that particular manner that, it, you know, it's not just me. And boy, if I could even rattle the names off of people, and it's not just you.
No.
It's a laundry list of people. And I couldn't even imagine...
How much you must hate somebody for that.
Well, but you know what? It isn't just me, because I can think of two other people off the top of my head who've told me that they've been treated in similar fashions.
Yeah, and I think most of us have contacted the FCC and said, hey, this person's harassing me, and we have. And yet this particular person seems to not get enough.
No, I don't know what it is either. I mean, I really wonder what... drives a personality like that. I mean, I have never been that involved in somebody, especially somebody I've never met. And, you know, even if I ever met this person on the street or have ever in life, I don't remember it. So I guess I should say, to my knowledge, I have never known that I've met them.
I'm in the same boat. Yeah.
And I don't remember it if I have. How that, I don't know what it is that would put you off in such a way in regard to that, to somebody else, another human being.
Yeah.
Why would you want to cause another human being
concern?
I don't know. Yeah, why? I mean, has any purposely?
Jealousy, that's all I can figure. People, I'm sure there are people that are jealous of you because of all the people you've interviewed and all the success you've had without... with no money.
Yeah, but you know what? We could go off the air today, and we're never going to... I mean, this internet... I mean, I hate to tell people, but this really is the new age, and one day it's going to be the total age.
Yeah.
We might just be on the cusp.
Yeah.
And plus the things we could do that we never have been able to do.
Right.
So there's that.
I've often thought... well, not often, but recently with COVID and everything... how it's going to change our lives in the future, because all of a sudden we realize that we can go on those mass communication sites where you can have 450 people all in a little box on your screen and talk to everybody if you want to. And that's not something we did before COVID on a
look at
big
that.
Basis.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Look what that did to the world.
Oh, yeah. And there are lots of things that we're gaining from COVID. I'm terribly disappointed. I have two members in my family that have passed away because of it. But it will yield some positive things that will be very surprisingly positive. And that's one of them. What is that called?
Zoom?
Zoom, yeah.
If you would have went to somebody... on February 17th of 2020 and said, in 1 year, schools, businesses, workplaces are all going to be communicating using a computer program called Zoom, and we're not going to be near each other, and it's going to go on for a year.
Nobody'd believe it.
Nobody'd believe it.
Not a soul.
Not a soul. But you know, it happened.
Yeah.
It happened.
It happened.
Or in 1 year, we're all going to be wearing masks every time we go out in public.
And that's probably not a bad thing anyway. So, matter of fact, the other day I put on my second mask. I guess you're supposed to wear two. I only wear one. But I put on a second one just because it was so much warmer.
Yeah.
So we're all doing it. And, it, you know, those little lightweight paper masks, the single ones, the blue ones, they aren't. They don't bother you. They don't even bother your speech very much. Now, we don't wear one here, and I'm a little concerned about that, but we're 6 feet apart, 7 feet apart, and so I'm not terribly concerned about it. But if we get guests in here, I do get a little uncomfortable if somebody comes.
Have we ever had a guest on in studio?
Well, Fred was in. Fred. Yeah. Fred came in one time when the three of us were here. And also... oh, how soon we forget. Jeff Ruth came in and sat right next to me, and I was a little concerned, but I moved away.
Well, wasn't that probably the closest call?
Oh, that was, because he had it. We don't know, but we think he probably had it when he came to this radio station that day.
Yeah, that was very scary. Odd.
But we only were with him for a few minutes, and yeah. The next day, or I don't know if it was the next day, but a couple days later, we find out he's got COVID.
And we had just been talking about it that morning,
yeah,
that we don't know who has what. And you said you thought if you would have gotten it, that I would have given it to you.
Yeah, because you're the only person I deal with without a mask on.
But then we found out yeah, within moments that there was somebody who had it, who you had dealt with without a mask.
And it's kind of weird because you never think of that. You know, I wouldn't have even thought of the fact that I shook hands with a man I don't know and talked to him without a mask on. And now I'm really concerned. We're learning that we have to be more careful if we want to protect ourselves and if we want to protect our loved ones. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and hopefully, apparently the numbers are going down rather drastically. That's good to see. But with the new strains of this COVID-19, they're saying, watch out. Don't take it for granted. So keep on wearing the mask or double masking. I have not double masked except for that one day because I wanted the second one to keep my face warm.
Well, you know, the mask thing, the other day I walked out without it, and it's funny to me how it hasn't become a thing yet, like tying your shoes,
yeah,
and putting your glasses on and that sort of thing. It has not gotten that far with me yet.
Yeah, it kind of has with me, but since I come here and take the mask off for the radio show, but I wear it almost all the time, so it kind of has become sort of second nature. I will get out of the car and leave my mask on the rear view mirror, but I don't get very far, maybe three or four steps, and I go, oh, what's wrong? Oh, I don't have my mask on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing that a lot of people have really gotten into the motion of. But like this past weekend when I went over to Amish Country and Baker's Pizza, I totally forgot it. I walked out of the house without it.
Oh, my.
So I just had to stop and buy one because you can buy them anywhere now.
Oh, yeah, you can.
So that doesn't become an issue. But it's different.
Now, in Amish country, were they wearing masks?
You know what's funny? I was thinking about that last night, and I can't remember. I didn't even... I wore mine in, and I saw people coming in and out with masks on, but I don't remember if the Amish people had their masks on or not.
I'm not sure of how their religious attitudes would face that, but it wouldn't surprise me if they would think it was not religiously correct, but I also, it wouldn't surprise me if I thought that, well, I have my daughter-in-law is a Mennonite, and now the Mennonites and the group that she's with are very, very modern Mennonites, but I have not heard through the Mennonite church anything, and the Mennonites are kind of related to the Amish. I have not heard any stuff that says they are negative about it. As a matter of fact, the Columbus Mennonite Church is very closely related with a lot of people from OSU, and they all wear masks. So,
well, I just find this whole time interesting, and I think as we look back on the pandemic, and that's what it'll be referred to, it's going to be fascinating.
Fascinating, I guess, maybe.
I mean, for people
sad
who live,
for those that died.
Well, I mean, it's just like war. I mean, we study World War II. People study that as a great war now.
Yeah.
People died. I mean, it was awful. We had the Holocaust. But it's a great thing to study because of the things that happened.
Yeah.
And how they all came to be and how people reacted and what people did psychologically. And
I love listening to historians who go back and talk over that sort of thing and how it happened. Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's what this will be. It'll be a part of history.
Mm-hmm.
And it of course it's sad for the people who died. Of course it's sad for what happened. I mean, I think we all wish this had not happened. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if there'll be blame placed. I don't know if we'll concentrate more on the people who didn't make it. I don't know exactly how that will all tick out.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But I know that placing blame on somebody is absolutely a exercise in futility, because there is nobody that I can't imagine anybody did it on purpose. And first of all, it isn't a person. It's a virus. The virus doesn't give a rat's behind about you. It's going to give it to you if it can.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, absolutely.
I did have a guy the other day when we were doing the swap shop that said he didn't believe, he didn't care about wearing a mask. He was trying to sell some things. And I said, now, is there a way that we can get people to you safe from COVID and that sort of thing? And he said, oh, I don't worry about that. I'm concerned about people that do that. But, you know, I understand there are some people that feel that way. But if they'd put the mask on, and you hardly even notice it's on, if you put the mask on, it would just make a lot of sense and it would make a lot of people more comfortable. I would not go visit that gentleman if he's not going to wear a mask.
No, and I did just get word from the FCC that they did receive the filing.
Oh, good. So we're set at least for 30 days.
however long that will take.
Yeah.
I assume there'll be an investigation and a hearing, which is good.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Matter of fact, I'm looking forward to it. We might be able to straighten some people and things out.
Well, you know what? There is a statement, and I'm not going to say it here yet, but there is a statement that somebody has been making for a long time that they would have no insight into making. Now, I understand in a way why they're making the statement, but it's a completely false statement because they were not there when it all went down. So that maybe will finally come to light.
Is this person's last name Trump? I'm sorry.
We are out of time on that note. Stay tuned for Glenn Coble up next with Dr. Feynman.
All right.
Well, you see, I'm 106, and this is my wish. I always wish that would happen. I wish I would have a part of it, and I could go to heaven and tell my Lord about it.
We can never know this, but what was it like to be told you can't eat at a certain restaurant? What was your experience with that?
Well, you know, when you born and raised up in this violence, you didn't know any better. You didn't pay any attention. You would pass this restaurant and it say white. Then you miss, oh, you can't go in there because that's white. That's for white. Then you go to the other one or go someplace there. Oh, we can go in here because it's black. And then you go in black. And a lot of white people like black people's cooking. And they would go in our restaurant sometimes and get what they want to eat or either have you to fix it or either come to their house and cook. They would eat to the dining room and you would eat in the kitchen. You come in the back door, and you leave in the back door. And we didn't pay it any attention because we just figured at the time that was like it gonna be. I didn't ever think it would ever be a change, but it is.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road,
telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Programming on WWGH Radio is proudly supported by Mimi's Party Zone and Balloons. Address 117 North Greenwood Street, Suite 5. Telephone number 740-262-8810. Facebook page Mimi's Party Zone and Balloons.
This is the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and you are listening to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device to listen anywhere in the world.
Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website WilliamsGrassCutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.